Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Something unforeseen happens with some of his medical exams or something like that, or any kind of a setback in practice or whatever. And he's not practicing with the team right now. He's only working out on his own. But I do expect them to open his practice window, and I could see it happening within the next 2 weeks. Don't know if it's going to be next week as they get ready to head out to Vegas or if it will be the week after. But I do think that it's going to open at some point over the next couple of weeks.
It's Mary Kay Cabot. She was with us moments ago, plaindealercleveland.com, on the Browns not yet opening the 21-day practice window for Deshaun Watson. She had another comment following that up that we're going to get to in a second. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan is in for Andy Baskin today. I know, Deshaun, the whole thing hasn't worked. You know it. I know it. It hasn't worked. I'm not even going to throw in the word yet. But he is under contract for this year and next. I would be more surprised if he doesn't play for the Browns again than if he does.
I would be more surprised if he plays. We know an Achilles injury is a 12-month injury typically. He retore his, what was that, January, February? Somewhere in there.
I think that was it.
Somewhere in there. I don't think he touches the field. I don't care how good of a healer he is. I think there's a couple reasons. One of them is, this fan base doesn't agree on a whole lot of things, right? Everybody's in different directions. We're all fighting over quarterbacks. We're fighting over play calling, coaching, general manager, chief strategy officer, whatever the hell he did. We're all fighting over these things. There is one thing that this fan base is united on.
You're right, by the way. We're all still wondering.
And it's mutually not wanting to see that guy on the field. It is the one thing that this fan base agrees.
You mean Deshaun Watson.
Correct.
Okay, good. Because Paul DePodesta was on the field.
He was there last week.
Yeah, how about
he resigned, that? Took the job, and then decided to take just a quick trip to New York to see him one last time.
Got freebies.
Exactly.
Got a field pass.
So that's part one of this. Nobody wants to see him play. They know that if they put him out.
Is that true?
Yes. Yes. Who wants to watch this? We've watched it enough. Not to mention, I'm going to take a quarterback who was relying on his athleticism and have him get the injury, take his athleticism away from him. The Achilles tear is like the number one injury that takes away your athleticism, and he tore it twice. Then the last time
dude is box jumping.
Jeff, I'm 242 pounds and I can box jump. No one has called me an athlete.
Jax. Go get a box. We're doing this in the break.
Let's do it. I'll do box jumps. I think the last time I did them,
doing that in the break.
I can't remember how high off the ground I got, but it wasn't pathetic. Put it that way.
Mary Kay with another thought coming up on Deshaun in just a second. Jim's in Medina. Hello, Jim.
How are you, Jim?
I'm well, thanks. Hey, Jeff, I have a follow-up comment. And first of all, let me say, I don't know if the future is Gabriel Dillon or Deshaun Watson or Sanders.
Shador, one of the Shador, Dillon Sanders. Gabriel, yeah, Deshaun.
Right.
Lenora
right.
Sellers.
We need better receivers, and we need to utilize the running game more. But to your comment about Shador needing more time to observe, I didn't say he did,
but that's what they're giving him.
Well, what more can he learn with more time to sit on the bench?
I don't know. Ask Patrick Mahomes. He sat for all but one game of his rookie year.
Ask Jordan Love. Ask Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think he's going to learn. I don't think he's going to be any more ready if he sits for another five games or if he sits for just one more day.
Ask Steve Young.
Jim, I get that. That might be your thought, but it's also not the thought of many people in the NFL mm-hmm. about quarterbacks. It's a difference. Jim, you have a valid point. Go out and play and do your thing. I get it. And others will think, let a guy, if you're not ready to go, or if there's somebody ahead of you, it doesn't matter anyway. The Browns, folks, I hope one of these guys, and I don't care which one, becomes a great quarterback, and we have a quarterback here. I don't care which one. Terry Pluto is going to join us coming up at 11:40. He has a book out about that, and we're going to talk about that. I don't care which one. But can we all just admit the Browns drafted Dylan ahead of Shador? They liked him better on draft day. They've seen nothing from Shador to change that opinion yet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
That's a fact, because if it weren't a fact, he'd be playing. So he has no choice but to sit and watch. So let's hope he learns something and becomes a great player.
I agreed. Look, the coaching staff wants to win. The coaching staff wants to win games. They want to stack up wins, because if they win, that means they all keep their jobs, and we all bury this idea of canning everyone the minute that the season ends and Black Monday and everything else. The win-loss record is going to be the determination of that. That and the development of the rookies. They've got the development of the rookies down. Mason Graham looks really good. Carson Schwessinger looks like he might make a Pro Bowl this year. Mm-hmm. Quinshon Judkins looks like a really good running back in this year who can only get better from there. And the jury's still out at Isaiah Bond. Harold Fannin looks like the arrow is pointing up, and he could get better from here as well. So at least on the development of the rookies front, well done. Good job.
Mary Kay had another thought when she said, she expects them to open Deshaun Watson's practice window in the coming weeks. And I followed it up with, okay, does he make the field this year? Here's what she had to say about that.
I think that is all predicated on how he looks in those practices. But I think there is some sentiment. I think there is some curiosity, perhaps, to see what he can do and what he does have left in the tank. And I'll tell you, I mean, even Bill Musgrave told us this, that he's just working out feverishly, doing box jumping and all kinds of things behind the scenes. And he seems to believe that he's got plenty left in the tank. And who knows what he has left after a fractured shoulder surgery and two Achilles surgeries. It's hard to come back from those things. But he certainly, apparently, looks really good in his workouts.
Exactly. The arm strength was then sapped last year from the shoulder surgery. So now he doesn't have the athleticism and he doesn't have the arm strength. Hey, throw him out there. Let's win some games.
You're assuming that.
The last time I watched that guy on a field, we all looked at each other and went, well, that arm isn't as strong as it once was.
And guess what? You were absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't.
And
now, is it better now? I don't know, Dan. All I know is
quarterbacks don't come back from that injury.
Mary Cage has used the word curiosity to see if he has anything left in the tank.
No one wants to watch this.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what anybody wants. No, it doesn't.
But it does.
If they think that they should put him on the field, they're going to put him on the field. If they don't, they won't. It doesn't. Forgive me, fans. Doesn't matter what any of us think.
Do you really think it looks outstanding when he trots on the field and the entire stadium just start booing?
Dano.
And goes absolutely nuts and makes a fool of them?
The guys do 40-some-odd million, and it's like an $80 million hit. It just wouldn't surprise me if they put him on the football
field.
And
I'm glad you brought that part of it up, too, because why would you put someone on the field that someone else is paying for? Insurance is paying his salary outside of like $1.6 million
this
year.
We don't know exactly how that's going to work if he plays and if he doesn't play because we don't know the policy.
If he touches the field, they pay less money. That's how all this works.
Okay, but the NFL Players Association, and I'm not advocating for him to play. But I will tell you this. It's not worked here. He's not looked really good. But that kid who played in Houston was damn good.
Dude.
Damn good. I think he's gone.
Dan,
I just said it. I think he's gone. But man, that guy was really good. Jim's in Strongsville.
5 years ago.
I just said
Five years ago.
I agree. But he was really good.
We had the board in this studio.
Jim, I'm
you
sorry.
Were driving the minivan 5 years ago.
Guys,
Jim,
Dan,
go.
Jeff, listen, now you got me on another tangent here.
Jim was polite.
Jim was nice while we were ranting at each other.
5 years ago.
Dan, I'm not arguing. All I'm telling you is the guy's under contract for another year and a half. What the hell are you going to do with him?
Tell him to go bye-bye.
Dan brought up a good point yesterday. Dan, did you ever get to the bottom of the insurance claim? Because
no,
I
am not.
Because 100% makes a difference. Because, listen, it's one thing for Jimmy Haslam to give up. I know you're like, oh, money doesn't matter. Listen, $40 million and irritating the snot out of my fan base is at this point in time with my fan base as unhappy as they are and as the stadium probably going to be as empty as it's going to be, probably isn't a stretch to say that this might be a case where Jimmy Haslam steps in and says, no, I don't think we're going to put this guy out on the field. Now, my secondary point to this all is, listen, I get it, giving Dylan Gabriel a chance. Listen, third-round picks. He's that third-round pick that doesn't have ideal height, doesn't have ideal athleticism, doesn't have ideal arm strength. He doesn't have the physical tools that you would go. He played in college for 6 years, so you would expect him, and they've told us over and over again, he can process information. I don't know what else we can learn. I've seen all the missed receivers. I've seen him throw a grounding in the end zone. I think I've seen enough to know that, hey, listen, it's not like we're taking this kid that had all this raw talent, and we're like, oh, if we can just mold him. This kid's mind is supposed to be the thing that's supposed to set him apart. And if you're not seeing that now, I don't know what you're going to see. And just to be devil's advocate to you guys, I get it when you're talking about sitting rookies and whatever, but there's a big difference when you're sitting behind Hall of Famers. Steve Young sat behind a Hall of Famer. Aaron Rodgers sat behind a Hall of Famer. And even Patrick Mahomes sat behind a guy in green who they went to the playoffs that year, and Patrick Mahomes started the last game of the season. So let's not compare situations where teams take – yes, teams take quarterbacks. No, it wasn't Trent Green. You're right. Where teams take quarterbacks and develop. Yes, you can develop a quarterback when you have a Hall of Famer on your roster. I think that's a pretty – but beyond those three guys you just mentioned, find me another one. I've seen more of the first-round guys that have all the talent in the world that didn't develop in their first spot.
But, Jim, let me throw something at you. I'm not going to disagree with what you said because I actually agree with it. What does that say about what they think of Shadur? If he can't get on the field after what you've said about Dylan Gabriel, which is not inaccurate at all.
There's something bizarre going on with this whole thing.
Ding, 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 Jim.
I don't know what it is. Why would you take the – it seems like there's a dissension between – you took the two quarterbacks. There seems to be a tugging going on. And I don't know if Kevin Stefanski's guy is Dylan Gabriel and he's just being stubborn, and if the front office traded away Joe Flacco so Kevin couldn't use it.
there is so much going on internally. And look, I love Mary Kay, and I know she gets great access because she reports exactly what they tell her.
Not true.
But she's reporting exactly what they're telling her. I mean, so I'm kind of like, it's like the second Super Bowl win. Not true. Second Super Bowl window. I mean, I respect what she does, and I know she has to keep the relationships in place. I'm just saying, when I hear Mary Kay report, I feel like I'm listening to Andrew Berry talking.
All right, Jim. Thank you, bud. Can anybody not think this is possible? They know more than we do, okay? They know more than we do. Dylan hasn't looked great. There's no question about that. Does he look like a guy who's going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL? Through five starts, I would say no. I would say no. But five starts is not enough to make that definite claim. But so far, I would say no.
I think he's a backup quarterback in the league.
I think that's probably accurate.
I think the two of us have said that from the minute they drafted
which is just fine. But here's the thing. Doesn't it clearly seem that they just think Shadur, for whatever reason, isn't ready to go? As Jim said, these guys are backing up Hall of Famers. Well, Shadur's not, and he can't get on the field.
Right.
What's that tell you?
Right. There has to be something going on there. But again, they're Area 51. So you will never know anything that's happening behind the curtain.
I've heard there's really strange stuff there.
I've heard
somebody in the know, actually.
Ooh.
I'll tell you later, but I'm not going to say it now.
Now that's a conversation.
Terry Pluto has a book out. Terry, by God, you nailed it. Why can't this team just find a quarterback? And Other Life Thoughts in Brownstown. Terry is the columnist, fine columnist for The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. He's joining us next here on Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.